Many of us accompany someone we know in their faith journey, but most of us are doing this without the help of our parish community. Often, the most support comes when our someone is ready to enter the church. Imagine if your parish provided a place for you to build relationships of trust with non-believers, or if it had a ministry that proclaimed the gospel and fostered conversions. What if your parish taught you how to evangelize, and it gave you a space to celebrate and commiserate with others trying to do the same? Around here, we'd say that parish had a clear path to discipleship. So how do we get to this ideal?
It's a simple concept, but building a clear path doesn't happen overnight. And it tends to happen in, well, phases. There's a process of assessment and discernment and implementation, communication, alignment, expansion. The Holy Spirit is doing it all, but we actually have a role to play.
We all start our day with
silence.
In silence.
Every day.
And I know Father does, and he knows we do. My team is grounded in prayer.
I think every parish has that hope that we're facilitating encounters with Christ regularly. But did we have anything specific? We didn't. So we took a core group of leaders from our parish, and we said, we need to build something.
But the lived experience of too many brother priests is sacraments and administration, and not living the vision and the mission of forming fruitful disciples and helping people get to heaven.
Honestly, when it was really challenging, we would go back to that touchstone of the vision and to say, how is this helping people get to heaven?
For me, it really is a process of testing, checking it out, praying over it, seeing if it's going to work. Being willing to fail, being willing to be open to where God might be leading us in that moment, and to trust God that this is the right thing.
The biggest thing with anything that we do is just getting going, because you're not going to know if something's going to work or not unless you actually start it.
We're going to keep walking with people because we see the beautiful life lived in fruitful discipleship in those that have accepted that invitation. And we're going to keep inviting. And the goal is to invite everyone.
If you want to hear real stories of parishes who have built a clear path, join us for our series, How to Build a Clear Path to Discipleship.